So the Jews overcame their enemies and rededicated the temple that had been defiled and made a pagan temple, and took out the abomination of desolation, probably the statue of something on the high altar, you know, a god, and destroyed it as it should be destroyed. There's only one God. And so today we read about the celebration of Hanukkah, you know, the great dedication, rededication in December. I don't know why, but I was thinking, you know, God could have had Jesus born anytime. Didn't have to be December, as it probably was, in the cold and, you know, or by near this feast of the dedication. You know, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and 9 months later, she gave birth to God incarnate. But why then? Why would it be, if we're right about this, you see, it would be during the Feast of Hanukkah, or some close time close to that. I never thought of it before, and I don't know the answer. But, you know, God could have had his son, Jesus, born any time he wanted. And he picked it so it would be this way. That's, as far as we know, very interesting. And so they had a great celebration. We have our temple back. We have a place that's ours to worship God, whom we know because he chose us. What a thrill. And so, you see, we walk in here every morning, rather modest. It's not a cathedral. But it's where we worship God every day. And that's a gift. That's a gift. And so, I just thought it would be interesting to think about that. And now we have, as it were, the rededication of the temple. Look what's happened to the temple. It's become a marketplace. Now, it's true that, you know, you need sacrificial animals, so they have them. You're not going to bring them from home and make them walk all the way from Nazareth, you know, and then you're going to buy them when you get there. But it turned into a marketplace. Huh? La musica. The Italians have a saying, you know, tutti ballano alla musica. Everybody dances to the music, you know, money. And so this place, which was, you know, reconquered at the price of Jewish blood and then rebuilt by a crook, but it was built. And it's just about finished when the Romans totally destroyed it in the 70s. There was only about a week's worth of labor left, some finishing touches, and it was destroyed. Why? Well, first, love. That regime, that part of salvation history is over. You're the temple now. You're where Christ is worshipped. You're where Christ lives. You're the temple. And so, well, you know what happens when we get with money. It's not long before tutti ballano alla musica. I mean, around most of our shrines, you got thousands of religious article sellers. Are they all there just to help the worshipers? I wish it were. Because they could use and love these things, bring them home and remember. But you see how money can get into everything. And I mean, I got nothing against money. I got some in my pocket. I mean, but what do we do? And that's why our Lord is so distraught. Now, Luke gives us a very rapid, you know, This is all there is in Luke about that. Whereas in Matthew and Mark, you have quite a detail. And he made a little whip of cords and he drove them out and all the rest. But the text is the same. My house is a house of prayer. And you've made it a den of thieves. Well, we could say the same or ask about the same. This is God's house too. I'm a temple. God dwells in me. What goes on in this temple? Is there anything unsuitable that God would be unhappy to be dwelling here? See, that's a good question, isn't it? And for all eternity, this will be the temple of God. And there'll be billions of us all making one big temple forever. And thrilled to death to be thanking and praising God that we're with him for all eternity. Just think of that. You know, the fruit of the blood of Christ is an eternity of unending joy, of praise, of friendship. You know, St. Thomas asked the question, do friends add to the joy of heaven? And he's so smart, this guy. Huh? He said, well, the essential happiness is God. So there can't be any more God-like. Huh? So you can't have any more joy that way, but you can have more joy laterally, more people to celebrate it with. Very good answer. He's a pretty smart fellow. And so then after that rather short, we get back to where we are. They want to kill him. And they're going to. What blindness. What blindness. And we should pray that we never get blind and that those who are blind receive sight.